311.
Good day to you. Thank you so much for joining us for the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. I am Crystal J. Paul, and it's always my pleasure to share with you on this beautiful Sunday. Whatever you're doing, you probably had your meal already, or you're preparing your meal. Trust you're having a relaxing day as you listen to us here on the 311 radio show. Of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service, and we have a Lone Ranger today, but she's more than capable. We have today a Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford. Hello.
Good afternoon. It has been a minute, but yes. I'm glad to be back here with you guys again once another Sunday.
Yes. Good to see you. And well, last week was Mother's Day, and I hope that the mothers, you know, will give some really wonderful tips for Mother's Day, and the mothers would have been treated. And I hope you had a good Mother's Day as well, Officer Ford.
I had a fantastic Mother's Day, thanks to my son and my daughter. They made the day extremely special. I actually did start to tune into the 311 show, and then I heard Sobers, and I was like, do I really want to spend my Mother's Day? But then I recognized the line he was going. I was like, you know what? If it was his mom, I would be proud of him.
Good. So well done, Officer Sobers. Yes, he did. I said, you know what? If he does this for Mother's Day, something better happen for Father's Day. I don't know.
It's just raised his own bar, and he does not recognize it, but he has to Father's Day.
That's right. He has to rep. Represent.
Definitely. What was yours?
Mine was good, you know. Mine was good. I was well taken care of. And I'm very, very thankful. You know, I'm thankful for my family and my 8-year-old, and she's good. Good stuff. Oh, whoa. All right. So let's dive into the program today. I know you want to look at alarms and their importance and so on.
Yes. Now, again, this is not the first time that we're talking about this, but one of the things we recognize is that now, when I have officers calling me or reporting, you know, that they've seen an increase in the amount of activated alarms, and then the things that persons are out there doing in terms of sending persons back into the environment without the fire service arriving on scene first. And these are things that we can't just sit down and ignore. It means that somewhere along the line, somebody has missed the bus, somebody has not received the message. And as you know, we're all about education. You know, as what people say, before you get a flogging, we say, we talk.
Yes.
Reason it out. And it's only after that you don't pay attention. Well, I don't know. What was he saying? You get, what, lips like pepper?
Lips like pepper. So, it looks like peas.
I didn't know about the peas. Things obviously like fire don't be easy. So peas. So that's good. But yes, that is one of the things that we're faced with. Again, the activated alarms and persons taking it upon themselves to go and to silence these alarms. And not only silencing the alarms, but they're also asking persons to return to work. Now, this would have taken place in an area of establishment quite recently, and these people are responsible for the lives of other people. On top of that, one of the things that I want persons, and I want to drill this home today, anytime there is an activated alarm and you take it upon yourself to silence that alarm and to ask persons to recommit themselves to work, if anything should happen to these persons, then you become liable. Because one, you're not an officer of the Barbados Fire Service. You've not been trained in detecting what these emergencies are, what you're supposed to look for in the event that these alarms go off. So you taking upon yourself and doing that, it means that you are accepting responsibility. What is going on there?
Yes.
And if you're going to accept responsibility, then you're going to be held accountable. So
yes.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, we've said it before, we'll mention it again. And the thing is, it's not only the emphasis on this person, but the persons in general. Now, if you're within the establishment and you hear the alarm going off, you know you're supposed to find your way out. You've heard it said before, sometimes people live in ignorance. They don't know. They generally don't know. Not everybody listens to this program. I get that. I'm very much aware of it. But I think we have enough listeners out there who know right from wrong, who would have heard us preaching and saying certain things. Now, if the person says something to you that you know is contrary to what you have been taught, then you raise it and you say to the person, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to remain on the outside, call Barbados Fire Service. Only then when they come and they do their checks, and they can say safely, you know, everything is okay, then can you go back into the environment?
Right.
Funny enough with this case is that this person asked these people to go back in to continue work. And when the officers got there, bless the training of our officers, especially officers, you know, who... It is not business like it was yesterday. This is a whole new dynamic. They take things more seriously. They recognize the dangers. I mean, there's so many things out there that you are not privy to that, again, because of continuous training and education, they would know. Right. So he asked the person, you know what? That is wrong. Get all of them out. And I think afterwards, he didn't just leave it there. He would have educated that person. And the same thing that I just said to you, let them know because of what they did, if anything had happened, they would have been liable. And when they went in, the guys went in and they did their checks, it was found that there was actually a situation going on there. You didn't know what to look for as a person, as a civilian. You are not aware of what you're supposed to be looking for. I can tell you there are things that these incandescent bulbs that we carry, a lot of ones, especially if they're not the LED one, they carry something called a ballast, and that ballast from it burns out and you would see smoke coming from it and such like that. Again, you would hear us talking about not piling things too high, because if something like that starts to happen, you don't want the fire load too close there that it can conduct the fire.
Yes.
And again, we have a number of businesses recently had problems with air conditioned systems.
From the volcanic ash.
Yes, these systems burning out and smoking and whatever else. You don't know what to look for. Sometimes we just say, you know, I smell something, smell funny, I smell it smoke.
Yeah.
Glad at least you picked up on that scent, but then do you know what to go and physically look for after that? Mm-hmm. So because of these officers and the diligent work that they do, they went in and they were able to recognize, well, out there, there's something going on here. And these, I think it was the light at that point in time to speak on the correction, but there was a problem. They were actually smoking. Now, if they had enough fuel around there that could have sustained combustion and there was a fire and persons had gotten hurt in that environment, we can see now it would have been another story.
Yes.
So we're thanking God that it ended the way that it ended, but that is not always going to be the case. And I'm begging persons out there as much as I can. I mean, the emphasis is on you to help us to protect you, but you need to recognize that your life is in your hands. Your life is your destiny. Other persons may say things to you. I mean, it's like a case of somebody say to you, go and jump in a well. And my mother used to use this to me when I was a child.
Quite yes.
If somebody tell you, go and jump in a well.
Yes.
You know. Right. Would you go and jump? And the thing is, no. Because at the end of the day, we still have that thing called choice. You can determine if you are going to do it or not. Sometimes persons may seem legit, like they are an authority on certain matters. If you have a query, there's nothing wrong with picking up your phone and calling 311. But I was just inside this building. The alarm went off. The officers are not here as yet. They're being asked to go back into the building. What should I do?
What are some of the reasons given by people who actually go and turn off an alarm? What is the thinking behind that?
with Crystal J, you'll be surprised. Sometimes you get so many excuses. In some cases, we don't want to disturb other persons. We know that persons would have been relaxing, or we know that persons are sick and persons are certain situations. So we didn't want the noise to aggravate them, and we didn't want the noise to do this and the noise to do that. But I like to say, you know what? The living has the privilege of hearing.
That's
the
right.
Dead does not.
That's right. Wow.
So I prefer to let that noise disturb me or disturb whoever is around here or around me, whatever the case is. Then something happens to me and then they don't hear anything else after that.
Yes. But so, then
go ahead.
Because I'm thinking that if it is a case where an alarm is not functioning well, you know, it's dysfunctional and it keeps giving false alarms, then you would need to get that alarm checked out.
What you said is absolutely correct. We do have some cases like that where the alarm malfunctions.
Malfunctions, yes.
Mm-hmm. You're perfectly correct. We do have some cases like that. Now, the thing is with the malfunctioning alarms is that if you know your alarm or custom malfunction, and the thing is, we can't say that the alarm malfunctioning, you know, at the Barbados Fire Service, every time that alarm goes off, it means that the officers, they have to respond.
Mm.
There is a case that happened overseas a number of years ago. There was this apartment building and they had about 6 or 8 alarms and they kept going and going and going. And I think at one point they just let their guard down. They say to themselves, well, they still keep going off all the time. And that ended up being a catastrophe. Some of the officers got hurt. I think 1 or 2 probably did lose their life. This is a case that we would have researched long time ago. So if my facts are all there, forgive me. But those officers were injured. Officers did lose their life. You see, that's the thing about training. You're supposed to learn from other people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that it is a case that you now have to learn from somebody else's mistake because somebody else died in a incident where it could have been avoided. At the end of the day, fire service is going to get a lot of licks. We didn't do this, we didn't do that. And I'm being real as real can be. You would preach till you turn blue in the face. It's like you went on an airplane and you have the hostess there in front of you. It's giving you all the safety lectures. 2 minutes later, those persons who were sitting there, what did she just say? And they cannot regurgitate. They cannot tell you. Because they don't pay attention.
Yes. Or you think you might, you know.
Go ahead.
You think they might know it already. Like, oh my gosh, I've been here, done that. But then, if God forbid there's an emergency, you forget the first thing to do.
Thank you. You
know, it's better to be safe than sorry. Better to have it and not need it.
Exactly.
Than need it and not have it.
Have it, correct.
Right. So in the case of malfunctioning alarms,
right.
Go ahead. The advice would therefore be?
Right. The advice for the malfunction alarm. And those persons who know that their alarm systems malfunction, if the Barbados Fire Service is actually written into our fee schedule as well, if there is a response to this building on more than, I think it's 2 occasions or 3 occasions, the officers have the right to charge. I would have to look at the fee schedule to see what the fee is. I don't have that with me at this point in time. But the emphasis is on the building owners, the building maintenance personnel to ensure that they get the problem rectified. And most times when you go to the annunciator panel, it will say to you where the problem is.
Mm.
It would say problem is probably at the detector head inside the lobby or the kitchen or in office admin 1. It tells you. Now, it is for you to get personnel there to check and see what's going on. At the end of the day, every time we have to make a response, it is not only that the officers have to get up and jump on the truck, but again, the truck don't work off of water.
Water or air.
We use water to extinguish the fires.
That's right.
But I wonder if people are conscious. Every time we have to fill up with diesel, are you aware that this is money that is coming from you? I don't know if it's made a difference to you, but this is your investment at the end of the day, because the public service relies on the taxes of our citizens in order to ensure that we have the things that we need to work. Now, every time you make a false call or you have that alarm system and you refuse to get it fixed, it means that every time you travel, it means that diesel is being used, diesel is being consumed. So that has been put in there for those persons, and some people were so guilty of it. Sometimes you would have within a week, Krista J, I kid you not. There was one place that we had about 8 or 9 alarms within that week.
In 1 week?
In 1 week, one single week, about 8 or 9 alarms.
Wow.
I'm not exaggerating the point. If you want us to go back and tell you the exact dates and everything, we have books that we keep all of that information. So I'm trying to paint a picture here that you understand. And it's not only one building. We have other buildings out there that you had to be responding to. One, they had, I think, about 3 shifts responding to the same activated alarm within that same, like one behind the other.
So in those cases, oh my goodness, in those cases, mm-hmm. if you realize that your alarm is malfunctioning after the first 3 times in 1 week, what course of action will be taken? How can one seek to get their alarm fixed?
Now, the thing is, the same person that you would have contacted to install the alarm, they should also know what's the proper maintenance of these alarms. And there's supposed to be a maintenance schedule for these alarms. Mm. The thing is, would be to get in contact with these persons, let them know, you know what, we have this alarm that keeps going off all the time and we need it rectified as soon as possible. But some people forget that part, or they say, you know what, I've even gone to a place where the person wrote it into their protocols, and I ain't gonna tell you that this thing had me green. No, I can't say green. What color is it? It's red. They are real angry.
Yeah.
You want to come in on my ears. Wow. They wrote it in their protocols. When the alarm goes off, that this person goes and check and make sure that nothing, then somebody else silence it. Heck no, no!
Wow, 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 wow.
The time you take to put this in here, what if the situation is real and somebody go and look? They don't know what they're looking for, but we have the situation that they don't see it or they don't smell it. And it's just commit everybody, you know, to turn off the alarm and commit everybody back to work. What happens if something happens within that environment? If somebody's hurt? Sometimes, I mean, for crying out loud, we have ceilings that are, not every establishment has concrete ceilings.
Right.
There are some cases, those little tile, what was this called those days? Those little
ceiling tiles. The ceiling tiles.
You just, exactly. Sometimes you have things running through there. What if the situation is above that? What if you cannot see? Krista J, you get me all emotional again with this thing, you know. Woo, woo, sir.
Oh, yes.
So these are the things, again, as I said, when it comes to human life, it's not something that we take for granted. When it comes to safety, it is not something that we take for granted. And we're asking persons day in and day out, work with us, not against us. Help to protect yourself. But I can tell you there's one of these places, many alarm boarders, persons would get out. And once they're out, they will not go back in until they're given the okay by the fire service.
That's good.
Yes, and those ones I can give a applaud to, because they understood the significance of that. Let the officers go, let them do their checks and whatever else. I remember there was one where I had to be there. The officer actually asked me, you know what, I want you to come. I need you to speak to these people. Again, when you have to go to a certain thing, you have to speak to them. It is like, who do you think you are? Who gives you the right to tell me? But at the end of the day, you know what, you're so true. Who am I? Just Natasha Ford, senior fire. What was the title again? Senior fire in the office.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a day fire officer. Seeing so many things that happened, the statistics, the videos. It is crazy. And it added, you know, you prefer to do your own thing, then that's your call. But you're also jeopardizing the lives of the officers when they have no to come and they have to look for you to ask you to leave a building, to leave an establishment where you would have clearly heard the alarm being going, being going off.
You touched on that point too, but I've also heard of situations where an alarm would be going off and the person is so dedicated to their job that they refuse to move because they said, no, I need to get this thing done. You know, people are relying on me to get this thing done. Mm-hmm. But instead of evacuating, they want to remain at the desk and continue to. I cannot fathom, you know, why that, why maybe I just don't have that level of dedication. But at the end of the day, if I'm not around, then the job cannot be done, right?
Well, what I would say to you is that you don't have tunnel vision. I can't say a 360 because your head won't spin around you either. But you have more probably like a 180 or something like that. Where you can look at things from different angles. You can see at the end, if you remain in this environment, you talked about your 8-year-old earlier on. She's going to miss you. I'm sure you have a husband. He's going to miss you. You have a mother and a father. So one of the things that I've come to recognize, it is this. I'm not saying to people, do not be dedicated to your work, because at the end of the day, I'm dedicated to my, I will do what I am supposed to do. But at the same time too, I've also realized and I've also understood, I've seen a lot of people pass away and the job still continues.
That's right.
Somebody else comes in and replaces them and the work still continues. This is not me advocating saying that you are not supposed to do your job and do it to the best of your ability, because it would be a hypocrite. Most of my friends, the ones who know me really, really good, always thought I'm a perfectionist. I don't think so. That's just their opinion. Yes, their unsolicited opinion of me. But I've always heard, anytime you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. If you're not going to do it, if you can't do it to the best of your ability, then don't do it. And I would never ask anybody to give less than 100%. But there's something called being dedicated, and then there's something called being smart, being wise.
Yes.
So you need to find out where your balance is in between there.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, all about fire alarms. And well, by now, everybody in Barbados, every home should have at least one fire alarm. With all the education, the information, the wisdom being imparted and the knowledge from the Barbados Fire Service over the past, almost 3 or 4 years?
We're going into 4 years, Krista Jane.
Four years. Oh, my word. July will be 4 years.
Yes.
My goodness. So, yes, we definitely need for every organization, every institution to have their fire alarms in place. And please, should the alarm go off, have the Barbados Fire Service called. And that's another thing, too, we need to mention, because we did mention it some time ago. But just to remind people that because you hear a fire alarm, doesn't mean that you should stand and wait for the Barbados Fire Service to come, because they can't hear it from where they are. And it's not automatic, right?
And I'm glad that you raised that, because a lot of people seem to think that from the time the alarm goes off that we hear it at the station,
right,
some sort of connection to the phone lines that the officers hear it. And I'm here to dispel that myth. No, we do not monitor the systems. We have other agencies out there that monitor the alarm systems. And in monitoring, once they detect that the alarm has gone off, they would then call and notify the Barbados Fire Service. So that's why, again, we depend so heavily on the public. As soon as you see something, to call 311 and report what you have seen.
Yeah.
You know, there was some discussion the other day about things being outside the fire service, not too far away, you know, it burned. But again, were the officers informed? Were they aware of what is going on? No. And it's not a case that we see these smoke signals coming up in the air. oh, so this signal is saying to me there's a fire in St. James. No. Again, we rely on technology. So instead of taking your cell phone to just take pictures and to, you know,
video
first with the social media or social media. That's the thing. Use your phone for the reason it was designed. Call the fire service. It doesn't take you a minute. And then you can go back. You can film whatever you want to film. Because I can stop you from filming. In some cases, it turns out to be educational. It turns out to be training for some of us. So I would never say, you know what? We recognize, yes, persons are going to film. How do we make the best of this situation? We look at the videos. Okay, so could I have done something else differently here? But we want you, the public, to recognize you have a responsibility as well to protect the rest of those homes or whatever the situation may be, because we don't only respond to fire. Call us and let us know what is going on. Officer asks you for certain information. He doesn't keep you on the phone for 2 minutes. He doesn't keep you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah. It is critical.
Yeah. So, wow, it's just a nice refresher, good reminder to individuals and organizations, institutions. The fire alarm is not there for decoration.
No, it's
not. It is not there for people to make their own decisions as to whether they should turn it off or whether they should have people who are on the outside come back inside without the necessary checks being done by the Barbados Fire Service. So, we thank you so much, Officer Ford, for this refresher, and we appreciate the information.
Not a problem. But before we go, there's one other thing that I need to mention. For those persons out there who are property managers, yes, I said property managers. Now, it's not just about having a fancy title. You also have roles. You also have responsibilities to the organization for which you are assigned, for the property which you manage. Now, when one of those alarms goes off, and whoever it is that's monitoring the system contacts you and says this alarm is going off, they're going to need you on site. This is not a case where you can say to those individuals, I'm not leaving home until 6 o'clock. I'm not leaving home until 5 o'clock. I'm not leaving home until 7 o'clock. At the end of the day, as soon as we get that message, we get that alarm that we have to respond. And for you to decide that you are not to respond. So I think it may be a case that you have critical keys. The officers just don't want to cut or cause damage. There's something known as forcible entry. Contrary to what other persons, again, may think that we have keys or automatic keys that will go into any lock. We would talk about, yes, we have a special key that can open any door. But if you see what this key looks like.
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen it. Good.
The universal, not the universal lock, but anyway, the universal thing that opens.
We have a tool called the halogen tool, and if that doesn't work, we have something called the jaws of life or whatever. Yeah. We need to get that door open, whatever we need to use, we will get it done. So it may be a case where, you know what, it may be maybe something that we can salvage. We don't want to cause damage to the establishment, and we ask kindly, you know, meet us there with the key as soon as possible so you can give us access. Now, if it is determined that that is your response, and the officers, again, they're not going to do it maliciously either. So those of you out there who are thinking that, no, that is not the case. But when they ask for you to respond, you don't get to say, I'm not leaving home until this time or that time. Mm-hmm. Just like we don't get to say, all right, I eat it now, tell the fire hold on.
Yeah. Or
tell the hold on, or tell the person inside the accident, like, give me 2 more minutes. We don't get to make, so you as a property manager, you do not get to make that call either. When you get that notice that our service needs you there on location, that is what it is. I know that, yes, there are times now we are on curfew. We are not supposed to be out at a certain point in time. But I don't think that our authorities are so difficult.
Stringent, yes.
Stringent with the measures that if you had to explain, I have a situation going on at such and such. I think in some cases it will even give you an escort so that you get there in a reasonable time. So a word to the wise, anybody else thinking about pulling a stunt like that, though, remember today's self. That is not going to be accepted.
That's right. That's right. My goodness. Thank you so much, Officer Ford. And that's it for the 311 radio show today. Thank you so much for joining us for today's edition. And of course, you can always log on to VOB929.com to listen to the podcast. And you can view the video recording on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. I'm Crystal J. Paul, thanking Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you're also most welcome.
And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.